Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Funk Friday, final hour for us. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Final hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Georgia Auburn tomorrow night.
Woo! Yeah, man.
Jordan Hare, 7:30.
Jordan.
We will get into that in about 20 minutes. Keys to a Georgia victory in about 20 minutes. We'll get back into a bunch of different college football stuff, including Georgia Tech hosting Virginia Tech tomorrow, 3:30 at home. And then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as well. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open. All you got to do is call us up at 404-726-0929 and ask us anything you'd like.
I'm going to change my Pittsburgh pick.
Okay.
Yeah, because the reason why is, you know, I believe in, you know, remember that young man that got himself from Florida State, that freshman that got shot. Mm-hmm. Some people tried to rob. I saw a great video this morning. Like they took him out the hospital, and all his teammates and Norvell and all of them were there, giving him an applaud and everything. Inspired football. They've lost two in a row. They're gonna beat the hell out of Pittsburgh tomorrow. Okay. So give me that Oregon game, Bo. Give me that Oregon game.
So you taking Oregon to cover? Yeah, 7.5.
Give me the Oregon.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, yeah, because you mentioned that one earlier.
Yeah.
Thinking Oregon maybe wins by a couple touchdowns.
Yeah, give me that Oregon game.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that was it. Yeah. So other than that, no, we're good. We're good to go. It was one more game I wanted to mention. I think Bo mentioned it. Arkansas at Tennessee.
Yeah.
And like Petrino, he gets this win. He's the head coach.
Probably.
He wins this game. He beats Tennessee in Knoxville.
Yeah, I mean,
they're gonna give him the job right there.
It seems like they want him to have it. The fact that he even has the thing that he has right now is mind-boggling to me.
Right.
Like I can't wrap my mind around the fact that that could happen.
Yeah.
And then here we are. But that's college football.
Yeah, man. That's crazy.
Never say never about anything. Yeah, I mean, he goes out there and gets Talen Green. He gets him running around, and they put up 40 on Tennessee, and they win the game.
He's going to get the job.
Bobby Ball's back.
Yeah, dog.
But here's the flip side of it, though. They're not all that great.
No,
like,
not.
They got some players. And we were talking to somebody. I don't even know if it was on the air, but we're not saying any names. So I think, like, Arkansas spent quite a bit of money on some transfers that are not living up.
No, they're not.
So,
but you know what's I saw a clip. I was going through the Instagram Reels thing that I'm. And I never, ever pay any attention to what Urban Meyer says. But Urban Meyer, he does the thing with my Mark Ingram and my podcast or whatever. And he said the ultimate thing. He was talking about when he was at Ohio State, and obviously the scouts come. They talk to the head coach about the guys and all the character stuff. And he said that they stopped asking him about basic stuff on the field. The first thing he said that they asked now was, how are they with money?
Mm.
And that just – because he's like – a lot of players lose their stinger mm-hmm. when they get money, which is so true.
Absolutely.
Which is so true. You know, and that could be a case of what you were talking about with the kids from Arkansas. I got this money.
Hey, you're getting it.
Go and shake that. I'm going to get this money.
I'm going to play.
I'm going to play.
Yeah.
But I got this bread already.
I got it. And as long as I'm out here, you can't.
I don't know, but that's what I'm saying. When you get and again, I've seen it. I've never been one of those dudes. You know, when God blessed us and all that other stuff with that bread, it was like it makes me want to keep it.
Right.
Because the thing about it is, and I've been Poe. That ain't fun. All right. it taught me to be the man that I am now.
I know. Isn't that terrible thing where it's like, it's good that it happened because it
built all this stuff up. But I ain't going back there.
Wasn't fun.
I ain't eating no Vienna sausage no more. I don't want no potted meat. Yeah. I don't want that.
It's fun to reminisce on. Yeah. You know?
And talk about it. Man.
Nobody wants to go back to waiting for that EBT card to charge back up.
I don't want to go back. You know what I mean? I don't want to have to sneak around the corner because grandma gave you that day and go, I don't want to go back there. But that's what the crazy thing about, you see it all the time in college football with these players that I got this bread, man. I don't care. And that's the worst thing in the world, especially when they're starting to get into high school kids now.
What do you think Arkansas fans? I mean, obviously you want your team to win, so maybe this is kind of a dumb question, but it's like, if your team wins enough games from here on out,
he's going to be head coach.
He's going to be your head coach.
Yes.
Or, are you so anti that this season's cooked anyway?
I don't.
You hope you get smoked by a couple of these SEC schools, and then you can actually have a real coaching
search. You know what's so crazy?
We had to throw some of that money at a real guy.
We had a neighbor that used to live up the street from us, looked just like Cam Newton, and his name was Cameron, just like him.
Huh.
Was an Arkansas fan, big Arkansas fan, went to school there and everything like that. I'll text him. But that's the thing about it is winning more important than, of course, winning is more important.
It's
more important than having your side chick on your
mind. But do you really believe that he's the guy that's going to bring you to the level you want to get to? Like, that's the thing.
Like, I'll tell you who the name to watch all offseason for these jobs is John Gruden.
Sure.
Yes, I believe that. I don't think that the Bill Belichick experiment has soured people on bringing a guy like John Gruden in. It would for me. But
there's a lot of stuff with Gruden right now. Man.
Yeah, man.
Like, he might have a Supreme Court case against the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Belichick just has a young girlfriend. Supreme Court case against the NFL is a big deal.
It's a bye week. I can be okay to watch his girl on the beach and then tuck it with a little bikini on.
Well, he can, and I think a lot of North Carolina fans wish that's all he would do.
Yeah, everybody's like, I was like, why do they okay? It's bye week.
Bye week. What's he supposed to be doing?
What's he supposed to do?
Recruiting, maybe, or, you know. Scouting.
Yeah.
Maybe reaching out to some of those parents that feel like they're left out, which is
the funniest thing in the world. Woo, boy.
You're right.
Again.
You're right.
I'll leave it alone.
It's part of it.
Don't want to fit nobody.
You got it. Here's the thing about that. And this last thing we'll say about North Carolina, hopefully until something really happens.
Yes.
But like, the problem they have is, okay, he is how he is.
Mm-hmm.
You can't also have Mike Lombardi being an even bigger jerk to people.
But
somebody's got to be good cop.
What did I tell you about Mike?
You can't have bad cop, bad cop.
Because remember when they first presented us with the option to have him on our show?
Yeah, because
like,
Mike Lombardi was a weekly guest of ours.
Yeah, I was like,
4 or 5 years ago.
And you remember I kept saying, like, really?
Yeah.
I said, I know Mike.
Right.
He ain't the most gracious dude in the world.
But he was actually great with us. Yeah,
it surprised the hell out of me. I was like, damn, Mike.
Yeah, he was actually a really good guest.
Yes.
But yeah, you read that report that came out. Like, he's the one that the parents really are having a problem with because he's really being a jerk to people.
Yes.
Yeah, somebody's got to be good cop with that. You know what I mean?
You can't
have Belichick and someone meaner. Anyway, all right, let's get to the
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Because we listen to the same podcast. He said, Bill does say hi to people, man.
Yeah.
Like,
wow.
What the hell?
Okay, great.
He does say hi to people.
You got to have somebody who's checking the DMs and being friendly.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Somebody's got to be
doing
that.
That's
you. That's what I was saying. I view myself as the customer service representative of the midday show at Andy and Ray.
And I view myself as the just straightforward guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly right.
The defender of our peace.
Exactly right.
All right.
You're kind of the enforcer.
Yes.
And I'm the
I'm
the send your complaints to Andy's
DM. Yeah, send them to Andy's DM. Because don't send them over here to me. Because I'll probably cut your ass out.
Probably
but again, when you say DMs, that's when I start checking mine. It's been some really nice ones, man.
I'm saying, man.
We have some wonderful listeners.
I really do
appreciate y'all. Big T just told me he loves the show. He's talking about the Aaron Judge thing situation. I mean, just beautiful people. Thank y'all.
Here's the most arrogant thing I'll say all week, all right?
Yes.
I think that you get back the energy that you give out. And I think, for the most part, from 11 to 2, you and me are putting out some positive stuff.
Well, thank you.
And I think a lot of people give back a lot of positivity.
I appreciate
y'all,
man.
I haven't had a negative interaction on social media in years. I just jinxed it. Probably somebody's going to cuss me out this weekend.
No, dude cussed you out about his sciatic.
He didn't cuss me out. He just said, hey, buddy. He just said, hey, friend, it's not only elderly people that have sciatica problems.
Lighten up, Francis.
I had one, too. And I said, I'm sorry to hear about that.
We were making fun of. We understand that, dog.
We were just making fun of LeBron.
Very nice. Y'all are such nice people.
Really are.
Thank you.
Really, really.
I appreciate it.
All right, so we'll just briefly get to the big story.
Yeah, because there ain't really no big story.
Well, we have to.
Because we got the big story next segment.
I
got
to mention QC Kinetics.
Yeah.
Non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Yeah.
So that's kind of one of the fun stories of the Saturday. Red River Shootout, Oklahoma, Texas. John Mateer, who's been one of the stories of the year in college football,
right,
had surgery on his hand 17 days ago.
Yeah.
He's, what did you say?
They said, Pete Thamel said he's on the probable list.
Probable.
He's probable
to play tomorrow. That was the voice of Brent Venables pretending like he doesn't talk to the doctors.
Yeah,
so
I don't know. Whatever.
Okay.
Did you see what Brian Daboll did last night on the TV screen? I said Brian Daboll.
What did he do?
When he ran into the injury tent.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. I saw that.
You think they don't know what the doctor's saying?
Right.
Miss me with that.
No one asked Brent Venables if he performed the surgery.
Yes.
You're just asking how the guy's doing.
How the guy's
going to play.
He's like, well, I don't talk to the doctor.
So he's playing coy. And
yes.
How much of a difference for you in terms of analyzing that game is Oklahoma? Because Oklahoma's favored.
Okay, I'm looking at it right now.
By 1.5. Earlier, like when Mateer wasn't.
It was like
probably,
3, wasn't it?
They were underdogs. Texas was favored to win the game.
Now, OU, like you said, the probable part, it flips it to OU because he's that spectacular. He's been that good this year.
Yeah.
He's been really good this year. And obviously, Texas is not played well. He's a big difference, man, Andy. I mean, because he's a true dual threat quarterback. Now, we know Texas defense is raw. Let me check. What's the over?
45.
45? I would take the under in that.
I do too.
Yeah, I take the under.
I do too, because I don't think Texas is going to be able to score on
Oklahoma. Yeah, I would definitely take the under on that.
And if Mateer plays, how effective is he going to be throwing the ball down the field?
Like it seemed like that he would be more effective maybe just running the ball. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But like he's going to have that special tape job on that thumb. We know that. But like the grip is going to be the most important thing for John Mateer. But yeah, you know, it's going to be at least they took it out of noon. Remember the Red River Shootout used to be at noon all the time?
Don't have Red River
Everybody
games
eating deep-fried Twinkies and all that crap.
Nobody wants a giant, like, Renaissance-era turkey leg at 11. I want that in the afternoon.
Oh, man, dude.
Is
there a fair?
7.5
is
beers.
Is there a fair? You know,
it's fair season.
I'm solo dolo. Well, I'm going to Athens to see my baby today. But, yeah, I want me a turkey leg.
Yeah.
Sell them at the store.
Maybe get some at the store and.
Oh yeah.
Get.
We big green egg brothers now.
Yes, sir.
I've
joined the big green egg
family. Yeah, man. Hey, we got an NFL quadruple header coming this Sunday on Sports Radio 99. The game starting at 9:15 a.m. It is the Broncos and the Jets in London, followed by the Cowboys and the Panthers, and then the Titans and the Raiders. Followed by Sunday Night Football. You see, I caught myself. Lions and Chiefs Sunday night. It's all brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com for big NFL games all this Sunday on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
That's how you know the show's doing good.
Why?
I got a big green egg.
Yes. I know what I'm saying, dog.
We're in the club.
Yeah, man. We're going to fire that thing up.
We will. We're on it. Not this weekend, we're camping. Maybe
Take
Sunday.
It with you.
Maybe Sunday. Those things are heavy.
Yes, it is, Andy.
Like really, really heavy.
Yes, it is, Andy.
I have no idea.
It's very heavy.
All right, we'll come back. Keys to a Georgia victory over Auburn tomorrow night. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whoa, whoa!
About 15 minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up here on a Funk Friday. Thank you for being with us. We'll get the phone lines open at 404-726-0929. Just call us up. Ask us anything. Keys to a Georgia victory over Auburn.
You make me happy.
Just a few minutes from now as well. Georgia Tech hosting Virginia Tech tomorrow at home as well, 3:30. Looking to remain undefeated, 6-0.
Yeah, man. I mean, when you look at it from a standpoint of this laid out perfect.
It laid out perfect for Tech.
Last time we saw them play, they had a big hiccup. But it's not a big hiccup because they eventually did win the game. But I think, you know, having Virginia Tech coming in, we know they just had a coaching change, won a couple games since that coaching change. Tech's a 2-touchdown favorite, basically. Mm-hmm. I expect it to be that way.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I expect it to be. I think Haynes King.
31-14, something like that.
Yeah, I can see Haynes King getting his work done early and getting them up out of there. Don't slip up because Tech has a clear path to the ACC championship.
They got a great path.
They have a great path to the ACC championship. The biggest thing, Haynes King, we talk about him, too many touches. He don't care. You know who else don't care? His head coach.
Yeah, no. He's
I mean, he was on with Dukes and Bell, and he told him, he's like, y'all are more worried about him than we are.
Yeah, I mean, he's the heartbeat of the team.
He's the heartbeat. He is.
Until the game is in hand, he's going to be out there.
Yes, he's going to rush the ball 20 times mm-hmm. a game.
Virginia Tech tomorrow, like we said, at Duke, Syracuse, at North Carolina, at Boston College, Pitt. It's a nice, as we sort of sit here.
It is laid out.
Talk about some of these brutal schedules. That's a nice one.
When do we talk?
Obviously Georgia.
Is it yesterday or Wednesday we talked about, like, with all the other games, Tech's going to be a top 10 team this week.
Yeah.
When they win this game, Georgia mm-hmm. Tech's going to be in the top 10 mm-hmm. with Georgia and obviously Indiana,
yeah,
Oregon,
Missouri, Alabama,
all that. You know, Georgia Tech's going to win this game. Georgia Tech's going to be a top 10 team. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it's laid out for them and everything like that. So, yeah, they have the perfect schedule to meet Miami in Charlotte.
Yeah.
They do.
Plus, something chaotic is going to happen this weekend.
Yes.
Too. You know, like, I know we've spent a lot of time talking about those big games. We'll get to Georgia Auburn in a minute. Florida, Texas A&M. I don't know. Florida's got all their guys now.
Florida's got all their guys. And Lagway, that's the most important thing is that he's healthy. And so when you go down there, Elko, I mean, that defense is playing well. Yep. And I'm not going to say nothing about that. We both love their damn quarterback. Can they handle with being number five in the country? Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest thing for them. Because Lagway's
I really like their coach. I really like Elko.
Oh, he's a hell of a football coach. He's a hell of a coach. I like the fact that they got a quarterback that's a dual threat guy.
Marcell Reese,
but
awesome.
I'm going to take Florida.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Florida in this game.
It feels like one of those ones, if you just kind of look at A&M over the last couple of years, where this is the one where they stumble.
This is the one they lose.
And that's what I mean by chaos.
Yes.
Is like, you know, and I don't think a lot of people saw what Florida did last week against Texas, and they're like, oh, all right.
Yeah, I like Florida.
Ah, hell. Napier does his best coaching when he's got the knife against his throat.
He is Wayne Font.
He is.
He is the Wayne Font. Yep, he's the Wayne Font.
He keeps the Wolves away.
Yes.
Which is what Hugh Freeze is trying to do at Auburn as well. And I know we talked about it earlier. Like, that's what a lot of these coaches are trying to do, get that Georgia win just to keep the fan base happy.
Keep the fan base off your ass.
Yeah.
That is what it would do. But that's what we wanted when Kirby was hired.
Exactly.
We want to be that program.
You are that program
now. Yes, we are that program.
SEC,
we are that program. Remember that damn the Texas? We want Georgia. Well, we kicked your ass, so yeah.
Twice.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Thank you for reminding me, Andy. It was a two-time. We kicked both cheeks. But I think that, you know, the thing with this game, it's going to be loud. There is, and I can speak from experience, there is no more fun, hostile place to play than Jordan-Hare at night. It is freaking awesome. It is loud. When that damn eagle come through that thing and they be yelling all the shit, it is unbelievable.
Now, because you played in all of them,
yes,
right? And you played there at night,
yes,
too. Like, you're talking about Neyland. That's the one above all else.
Jordan-Hare.
That really is.
Well, you know, because we went to LSU. That was crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, but Jordan-Hare at night is different. And it's a lot of fun. It's going to be loud. We already know it's going to be a special Saturday because Cam Newton's jersey being done. So, go in and kick their ass. All right? You got to run the ball. We understand that. We got to run the ball. Yeah, you're going to have two freshmen on the right side, and if they would have blocked the right guy in the Alabama game, we probably would have won Alabama. So what? But they're going to be out there. They got to go. We got to run the football, Andy.
Yeah.
We can't give up big pass plays. Roddy said earlier, like Singleton, he killed his attack.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. And Cam Coleman, we've been talking about him all week. He's a dude. Mm-hmm. And so in order for that to happen, I got four sacks.
Yeah, I mean, you have to.
Four sacks.
You have to.
They got
to
get four sacks.
You have to do it.
Yes.
It would be great if they can do that, too, with rushing four.
Yes.
Like, not having to bring a bunch of extra stuff.
Right.
Because, you know, one thing you know about Jackson Arnold is he can run.
Yes.
He can run.
Yes.
I mean, he's a good player. Now, you can.
No. He's a damn good player.
Yes. Now, you can make him uncomfortable, and you can get him to make some mistakes, but he's a good player, and, you know, if you let him get out and run around a little bit.
He's going to hurt you.
It's a long day for the defense. I think this is, you know, there's these little mile markers throughout the year, and we talked about it with Roddy, like you said, in the 11 o'clock hour. This is one for me with Georgia's pass rush, and he said they already know. Like, this isn't if you can't do it against Auburn, you can't do it. He said they know they can't do it, so they might have to bring some extra and be creative with how they get to the quarterback. But this is one where if – he's been sacked 21 times.
Yep.
10 times.
You can't get him once.
If you can't get to this guy with this offensive line, then it's just going to be tough.
It's going to be a long year.
Against better offensive lines and better offenses. So, yeah, no, for sure. I think one of the – we talk about this with Georgia all the time. But they got off to a relatively good start against Auburn last year. I think they got off to a good start against Kentucky last weekend.
Right.
That's the first time we've seen them do that this season. It's going to be crazy in there, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, like, that close to turning on the guy, right? Like, you go out there and put up a couple touchdowns in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Auburn fans are they're
ready to turn.
They're gonna be fired up for the game because it's Georgia and Cam Newton. It's night, all that kind of stuff. It's the rivalry, but there's also they're a couple scores away from turning on.
Like,
Freeze.
I have
so
no,
you got to make them do that.
Yeah, I have no doubt that you know it's gonna be a dogfight. It is. It's Georgia Auburn. It's always a damn dogfight. But I think if Georgia goes and plays their game, they're going to win because they're better than Auburn. And that is my ultimate. They're better than Auburn. But if you allow this crowd to get into it, you give up big plays in the passing game, you allow them to get that rhythm, you're going to lose. You're going to lose. I just don't think that's going to happen. I think Kirby's going to have this team ready to play. I think that it's a 3.5, right?
3.5.
I think we win by a touchdown. I think Georgia wins by a touchdown. I think that Gunnar Stockton is going to play well. I think Gunnar Stockton, because my last key is a big pass play, because they need it. He needs it. And I understand what Roddy was saying about the whole Kirby and Bobo and all those other things. Bull junk. Guys are open. He just ain't throwing it to them. Let it go. Don't be behind. Don't get it down 14-3 at halftime, then adjust, and then they don't score no more in the damn second half.
But is he not letting it go because he's so afraid to commit a turnover?
Yes.
Because of what – you know what I mean?
Let it go.
Hopefully there's some conversation this week, because I love what Kirby said about the interception that he threw last weekend was, I was happy to finally see him throw it downfield.
What Carl say? Like, pull!
There's going to be –
it's going to be opportunities.
But also, that's right. There's going to be opportunities. There's big plays to be made. But also, sometimes you go for a big play and it doesn't work out. You throw an interception.
It's okay.
It happens.
Yes.
That's why you got a bunch of good teammates to bail you out and get you the ball back, just like they did against Kentucky. Because when he threw the interception, it was 14-7, right? Kentucky got the ball back with an opportunity to tie.
And then what happened?
And then Georgia's defense got off the field over and over again.
Nothing.
Which has to give you some – now, I'm not saying that Kentucky's offense and Auburn are the same, but at least your defense gave you some confidence to where if you did turn the ball over, they're just going to get you the ball right back.
Right.
It would be nice if Georgia's defense could cause a turnover or two, you know? Like, it would be cool if in the Kirby era where the backbone has been the defense, this defense is not those guys.
They're not.
But there's a lot of really good players.
There's a lot of really good players that are young. There's a lot of good players that we're counting on to grow up now. There's a lot of good players that if they stay at Georgia, they're going to be those defenses.
Right.
But right now, they're just not that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know any better because like you said, they're very talented. Georgia's very talented defensively, but they're just young. Mm-hmm. But this D-line got to get after people. Like, you can't – and Shue's going to do it regardless, because that's what Georgia does. They're going to be – they are going to bring the damn house at Jackson Arnold all game, Andy. They're going to be they're going to be 5- and 6-man pressures all game. You got to get them, because if you don't, these damn Auburn receivers will tear our ass up. But I still like Georgia. I like Georgia winning this game.
What do you think?
I like it. I'm going to go 24-16.
Okay. I was going to say 27-20. 24-16. I think Georgia wins. But I think, like we've talked about with a lot of these games, Tennessee game, Alabama game, like, it's going to be a stressful 60 minutes. That's life in the SEC.
But that's good, because I don't be stressed, man. That's what people are like, are you worried about Georgia Auburn? What do I got to worry about? I ain't playing.
That's true.
All I got to do back is sit back and try not to get too damn toe up before 7 o'clock.
7:30 kick.
It's a long day. 7:30 kick and no wife, no kids, no responsibilities.
You're going to have to rewatch the second half. You're going to have to rewatch the second half before Monday. There's no way you're going to be clear on the second half if you don't rewatch it. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up on a Funk Friday. Ask us anything, we'll answer. After this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA, to wrap things up here on a Funk Friday. We have a couple phone lines available if you want to jump on and ask us anything. 404-726-0929. Final hour of the show, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air as well. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. You want to bring them on, Bo? How do we want to do this? My computer died. Normally I have my call screener on my computer.
Dude, you just got that card.
Yeah, I think it was like a year ago.
That's just got that. Yeah, we're talking about Apple.
Well, I think we're on our last legs here.
Well, I mean, you know, because we were number uno again.
Uno Nuno.
Yeah, we were number.
We're the real Arthur.
And big green egg first. Now yeah, laptop battery.
This laptop is 12 years old.
Yeah, I know it is, but I mean, we were number one again.
we're doing good.
Yeah, go and get you another. Go get your laptop.
How do we want to do this?
Go get your laptop.
I'll bring them on. Let's talk to Wendy in Lawrenceville.
Great. Yeah. Hey, Wendy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Wendy.
So I was watching a TikTok video where a guy got home and realized that he left his wife at Lowe's.
Oh, God, that's
Have
so
you ever either left your wife somewhere or forgotten to pick her up?
Oh, Wendy, that is great. That is the funniest thing ever, dude.
He did what?
Old man gets out the car, right? And then his daughter's like, "Where's mom?" Oh, damn it, I left her at Lowe's. So he jumps back in the car. No. That's have I ever forgot to pick up my wife?
No.
No. But I will pay for my wife's, I will get them a car to take them to the airport.
Sure.
Because I don't want to go to, I want to drive to Atlanta Airport. I'm like, I'll get your car.
But at least you're taking care of
it. But I'm taking care of it.
The closest I can come to that, this is not close to that. Years ago, way before cell phones and all that, my mom's best friend was flying in and my mom was supposed to pick her up.
Right.
So she called before she flew out and said, "Hey, I'm landing at 3:30. Make sure you tell your mom."
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot to tell my mom.
Oh.
So she ended up getting a cab and I felt really bad.
She's very upset.
She was mad. She was definitely mad about that. More than I get forgot. Like when I fly to Seattle, my brothers are supposed to pick me up.
Mm-hmm.
They either forget or they show up like an hour late.
See.
It's like, what do you guys do?
I don't have an issue with that.
Oh, I do have an issue with it. It happens every time.
Yeah, if I'm not getting on the plane, I hate going damn Jacksonville. I hate it. No. I hate it.
Agreed.
Ugh, if I'm not going on a trip, I'm like, I was.
I don't even like going. When I will send you a car.
Like I usually, I will always go pick them up because you know my wife, she's an overnighter, so they get it. So I will go pick them up. But like taking them, she always wants to fly at like 6. So I'm like, okay, we'll get the car and let's pay the car ticket out.
Yeah, gosh, if I can avoid airports,
yes,
I know I'll have to go again someday, but.
Someday.
We're doing pretty almost a year. Remember that week last year where I had to fly like
eight times? Yes, and because
it was awful.
But again, that's one of those situations where like where Randy's not gonna go. So we'll send Andy.
I couldn't be like Brad Nessler or one of these guys. Yeah, they gotta fly all across the country every single week. I don't wanna do that. Mm-mm. Stay here. I like it here. I'm sorry, Bo, what did you say?
James in Gainesville.
James in Gainesville. Hey James.
Hey, Andy, Randy, hope you're doing good. I wanted to ask you two things real quick. Do you think the Giants could maybe make a run at the wild card game based on how they played yesterday? Do you think they're coming back? And would you give Aaron Glenn more time to fix the Jets, or do you think you need to move on from him?
Oh, man.
Give him a rolling call.
Appreciate it, man. They're so bad. And I know a lot of people are comparing when he got – well, actually, it was Dan Campbell. When they got to Detroit, they were so bad. And then, you know, had to rebuild all those different things, man. I'm a big fan of Aaron Glenn. I think he's a hell of a coach. And I don't believe this is all on Justin Fields. Justin Fields is not playing bad. Yeah. Their defense is awful. Yeah. And you know how I feel about Steve Wilks. I love Wilkie, but he got to go, man. But the thing about it is they're not playing well. I've been saying that Sauce Gardner was overrated as hell. And he's been playing like overrated as hell. He ain't done nothing since his rookie year. But they gave him all that money. If it's close on Sunday, yes. But if they get beat down and they turn the ball over like they've been and they can't tackle, he might need to go. Man. Like, they're about to wholesale.
Yeah.
They're about to get rid of everybody. God, I love AG.
I just feel like it's such a bad situation. I hate firing somebody after 6 games.
I'm with you.
But also, no, I don't think the Giants can make the playoffs.
No, this is going to run out. This is going to run out because Jaxson Dart can't keep going into the damn blue tent.
It's fun to watch, but I don't know.
He can't keep going to the blue tent.
I don't think that they can, but hopefully they can keep that excitement because I know people are enjoying it. All right. Who's
Let's
next?
Go out to Val and McDonough.
Hey, Val.
Val, what up, boy?
What's up, guys? My first time calling. It's not much of a question. It's just a little comment. I went to Brooklyn College in New York, and a couple of days ago I searched Google for a game that they had played against Gallaudet, the deaf school. And Google said there's no history of Brooklyn College ever having a football program. Have you ever heard of something like that?
Of what?
What?
What happened?
Google said that there's no history of my school ever having a football program.
Oh, yes. Well, Val, yeah. This Val from Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay, Val, you're 80 years old, man. They probably changed the name.
No, I'm not.
Well, does your school have a football program historically?
Not anymore. Not anymore. But they don't have one anymore.
But they did.
Yeah, but they did.
And you know
and
that.
Here's another thing. They said my school never had an All-American until like 20-something. My wife was an All-American in 1984.
All right.
Well, so look that up too.
You got to get on Wikipedia because you can update it. It's publicly sourced.
Come on, Val.
And you can update the information on your school on Wikipedia.
Did Val say he was an All-American?
I think he said his wife was.
Oh, okay. Well,
I think that's what he said.
Well, we can't talk bad about Miss Val.
We're not gonna.
We'll never talk bad about Miss Val.
It is always funny when a school had a program and then they don't have one. Like Boston University used to have football. They canceled football in like 95. Mm-hmm. So you can buy t-shirts in the Boston University athletic store that say Boston University football undefeated since 1995.
I saw that. Oh, yeah.
Kind of funny.
I saw that M.O. Mark Owens tweet out a picture. Like, they're having a sale over there at Truist.
Yeah.
Sidewalk sale.
Sidewalk
sale. I need to get over there.
Going by there. They got some pretty good stuff for pretty cheap.
Okay, I need to get over there.
Probably a lot of like all-star game related
stuff.
So, and
especially if you're into jerseys. So, I'm assuming that the jersey patch
Randy
contract.
Is. Love it.
Well, even blank ones with nobody's names on, but kids love the jerseys too.
You should get a McMichael on the back of a Braves jersey.
There you go.
81.
I go back to, and my man, he sent me the movie, which it is. I go back to How High with Mike Epps.
Wow.
Come on with it. Put the powder in my hand and let me slap myself in the face the day you see Randy McMichael in a damn jersey, especially with his name on it. That means my wife done left me and I'm desperate. I mean, my wife left me, and I'm desperate to let everybody know that I'm Randy McMichael.
That's the best if it said both your names.
Yes, Randy McMichael. That means I'm desperate for my wife to left me.
I have that Hawks jersey that they made for us for some event years ago, and I filled out the form wrong. It's like, what's your name? So I put my whole name on there. So I have a Hawks jersey that says Andy Bunker on the back of it.
Really?
Yeah.
I never did. Like, my sister has that jersey. My sister. I think I gave that to my sister.
Is it long enough to, like, wrap around?
It's very long.
That's fantastic.
It also says 40 on it. So the end of the 40th birthday party, I put that on for a little while. We were all having a pretty good time.
We were all hammered.
So I had my Hawks 40 jersey. Yes. Now it's on that giant gorilla that I won, Lily, at Dollywood.
Looking like, have you had chalk?
No, Dolly's fine. She released a video. She said, I'm not dead yet.
Oh, really?
She said, stop spreading rumors.
Man, Dolly.
I'm doing fine.
Dolly, what Dolly? About a buck or two?
Well.
And them two? Yeah. And them two?
Yeah, she's fine.
Yeah, them
she's
two.
Doing fine.
And she's 79.
But I'm talking about them two.
Yeah, he's talking weight.
I'm talking weight. High buck weight. Or two.
Yeah, yeah.
And them two.
We know. We got it.
Yeah.
Let's go out to Derek and Charlotte.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hold
look, the Jets hate is serious. You know what I mean? I'm not going to lie to you. That's my team. We really look bad. Hell, I may have a new favorite team. Carolina is better than the Jets. You know what I'm saying? And so that might be my second team. But this is a question for you, Randy, because you're from the trenches. You know what I mean? What pole food was your favorite pole food? Mine was fried bologna with an egg.
Did he say pole food?
That's what he said.
Okay. I like bologna, but the bologna with the red string, all right? It ain't necessarily you like pofu. Like, I used to love the Huckabucks. Yeah, we like, yeah, the Huckabuck lady, she was always cool.
What is that?
You know what a Huckabuck? Mm-mm. The Kool-Aid in the cup that you freeze, the Huckabuck.
Oh, we didn't have that.
You never froze, like, Kool-Aid in a cup?
I did do that.
Yeah, the Huckabuck.
But we didn't call it that.
Oh, what y'all call it?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Kool-Aid popsicle.
Yeah, we call it the Huckabuck.
Yeah. You want making popsicles out of it?
But yeah, but
you
I'm saying.
You didn't put a stick in it?
Yeah, but no, we never put a stick in it. It was just the cup. And then, so you would just, like, them little, those little dill
cups. Yeah, like
cups.
A little Dixie cup.
Yeah, the little Dixie cup. Yeah, yeah. Huckabuck lady.
All
right. We used
and then
trays.
There was a person that would come sell those?
Yeah, we had to. Y'all ain't had no candy lady that, like, mm-mm. They had no Costco's and then back no. then. But the candy lady were, like, that, out of her apartment. That mm-mm. was a hustle?
We did not have
y'all
that.
Y'all had it?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Nope.
Never went up to some lady's apartment to buy candy, no.
Yeah.
I've gone up to some lady's apartment to buy other stuff.
Yeah.
I've heard of it. I've heard
the
of
candy lady?
Outcast and all that. They talk about it.
Yeah, the candy lady.
We didn't have candy lady.
But y'all had a Huckabuck.
We didn't have any of that.
Yeah.
No.
I used to love me a Huckabuck. But no, I mean, I think, because I never ate pickled stuff, so I didn't eat pickled pig feet. Now, I test them damn pig feet up, but they don't need to be pickled.
I like pickled stuff.
I'll tell you some damn pig feet up, like right now. but I don't like a pickled.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. I think we covered. I think that was Huckabuck's probably a pretty good answer. Who's next?
Let's go on to JP and Marietta.
Hey, JP.
Hey, what's up, fellas? My question's for Rand. Well, I guess it'll be for you too, Andy. I guess you go to enough training camps.
Thank you.
What does the punter do? I mean, after he kicks a few times, does he just kick consistently throughout the whole practice, or does he just, like, kick 10 times and say, I'm good? What's the punter actually do?
Thank you, JP.
Okay. Then?
Nothing.
He'll do nothing. All right, usually
– It's not just the punter.
No, every day in practice, you always have a kicking period. You always have a kicking period. Field goal, extra point, everything. So he comes and holds. Then you look over the sideline on – usually, at least most teams I was on – on Wednesdays was punt return day. No, I'm sorry. It was punt kickoff. Then it was always return day on Thursday. So he would punt during the period and everything. But he would – but like you would – this if I'm – it would usually be 8 kicks punt.
Mm-hmm.
He would kick 4 of them. So he would kick, and then they would use the jug machine to be the next kick. And then jug
don't
machine.
Don't want to wear him out.
And then he would kick. So, yeah. So I have the 4 cover because you usually have 10 covers of practice and punt team.
And this is in-season practice.
Yeah, this is season. Yeah. he would get maybe 4 kicks out of the 10 covers.
Because at training camp.
Yes, it would be the jug machine.
At training camp, doesn't even seem like they use them every day.
Yeah.
Because the Falcons have 3 outdoor practice fields and 1 indoor.
Yes.
And, like, all the other guys rotate between the 2 fields. And then there's a whole 3rd field where the 2 kickers and the long snapper go over to. And I swear to God, they just do tricks. Yeah. They just like spin the ball, yep. try to juggle it. They're like, they're playing catch a little bit. Like, they're just hanging out.
Yep. They get a whole field.
A whole damn field.
So
occasionally he'll punt it, and but then no, like they'll make the equipment guy go get it.
But I'm telling you, that would be the thing. And then next day when we would do punt return, it would all be jug machines.
But the short answer, whatever.
They kick in practice maybe 10 times.
Sometimes they're over there working on their golf swings.
That's mostly what they're doing.
If like an equipment guy or a ball boy that, like wanders onto their field.
If you ever want to fight a kicker and you watch him like during training camp, you sweat, you're tired, and they over there doing that Neymar thing with the football, with that back
kick. They're trying to flick it.
Yeah. Drives you damn crazy.
They like spin it and then try to do the little rainbow kick.
Yes.
Are they gatekeepers of their field? Like, get off my field. This is the kicker field.
I don't think so.
No.
Because that's also where, like, if a guy's not fully participating, he'll be over there doing it.
No,
like,
they're gatekeepers about them damn K-balls.
That's the Jimmy G field sometimes?
Let me amend that. There's the kicker, the punter, the long snapper, and Troy Anderson.
Yes.
He's over there doing side work.
Yes.
Because that tends to be where he is.
Man. You didn't have to go there.
Well, that's where he's been. Yeah. That's where he's been. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
Guys, don't forget, special broadcast, 11-3 on Monday. Me and Duke Sabell, we'll be at Signia by Hilton over there by the Mercedes-Benz and everything. We'll be at the Nest, so make sure y'all guys tune in. Come see us. We'll be there from 11-3 because Andy don't want to work with me on Monday. So make sure you guys get there. Put your damn nipples up.
That's what I was going to say. Randy has a nipple problem. I'm going to be doing the Wade Ford Show with Joe from 3 to 5, and then I'm going to the game.
You'd rather work with Joe than me, huh?
They don't let me choose. I'm merely a grunt laborer, Randy, in this machine. I'm a cog in the wheel. But I am looking for some place to tailgate after the Wade Ford Show.
Yes, so make sure.
I got like 5 till 8 to hang out.
So
hit me up.
Hit him in the DMs.
Come on, dudes. They're open. Have a great weekend. Be safe. We'll talk to you Monday.
Let's go, dogs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.